Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 1:35 at Edmonton Royal Pizza. Pizza Past and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 plus years. For a menu and a list, there are 14 Edmonton and area locations. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation is Mediterranean chicken. Just before we get to a conversation that Brendan Escott had with Brad Lauer, let's go to our Oilers Now inbox. Our text line is 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. It's open Monday to Saturday. So here we go. Bob, this texter says, Calgary can handle injuries minus the goalie. Calgary just doesn't make mistakes. That's exactly how to win the cup. You don't meet a McDavid, as we've all seen, as much as he's fun to watch. We're not winning a cup unless the refs stop being mad or unless the refs stop being wrong, says the texter. Obviously mad at the officials. Well, we'll see. I mean, Edmonton's got 14 wins in 19 games. Calgary's got 12 and 20, but the Flames have got 5 extra points from shootout slash overtime losses. I think Calgary's got a good team. Al in Edmonton says, Bob, a suggestion to perhaps solve the abysmal NHL officiating. Maybe if the referees had to face reporters after each game to answer questions, they would call games properly. After all, players face questions after bad games to answer questions. Why not referees? What are your thoughts? Slippery slope. Don't see it happen. I relayed the story to Reed Wilkins last night. I do remember Denny Morrell going on with John Short back in the day. It wasn't good. It's just the way it is. Bob, since the NHL referees have trouble calling the game, they could have off-ice officials that can inform them of infractions as well. This game is obviously too fast for the three blind mice. Well, there's four of them now. We should establish that. Oilers GM says, Bob, Dave Tippett has to separate Connor McDavid and Leon in Vegas. Nuge with Connor and Cassie and Hyman with Draisaitl and Jesse Puljujärvi. If it doesn't work, he can always go back to the legendary duo. And again, those numbers. Hyman hasn't scored in 7, but I think most people like his game. He drives the net, creates some collateral damage. He's a net front on the power play. Puljujärvi hasn't scored in 8. Nugent Hopkins has got 1-19 this season. He's still at a point per game. He's on the number one power play in the league, and Yamamoto with 4 goals on the campaign. Bob, human error is part of the game. It's that simple. Yes, it is. It's always a part of the game. Fair comment. So again, you can keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. This text comes in saying, Bob, the Flames are a playoff team, but their stats are clearly on a bubble. Now that no one is going to be sleeping on them, other teams are going to dissect their game and expose them for some of their weaknesses. Their offense, for instance, isn't going to be firing like this for much longer. I do think that I think they look past Calgary a bit, and they shouldn't. Because Calgary's a difficult team to play. They can suck the life out of you, but they do. Like, Markstrom's a good goalie. He's a top 10 goalie in the league. Last year, a .904 save percentage. Mike Smith was at .923 in Canada. Or maybe the Canadian teams kind of figured Markstrom out. I don't know. But I saw a bounce back coming. Bob, Connor should take a few more penalties by sticking a few guys in the face or in the... Well, we can't say where you just said to stick them. Well, some would say you need to protect yourself out on the ice. It's a fair assessment. Some would say maybe you got to do that. Bob, I wish the NHL would do away with Bettman points. Calgary wouldn't be where they are. That one comes to us from AJ. Well, nothing's changing this year, so they are where they are. It's kind of that simple. Again, you can... Bob, Calgary has lost three. Edmonton has lost five. See, well, no, Calgary hasn't lost three games. You're factually inaccurate. They've lost eight games. This is how numbers work, right? Calgary has lost three. Edmonton's lost five. Calgary's lost three in regulation. Edmonton's lost five in regulation. But Calgary's lost eight games this year. The texter adds two against very weak teams. Calgary looks like a team. No showboats. That's what the texts are saying. I guess he's inferring the Oilers have showboats. I don't know. Oilers have a higher winning percentage than the Flames. When we come back, a guy who's got his team rolling, Derek Laxall, where did that come from? I don't know. Derek Laxall's coach with the Dallas Stars.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now, we will hook up with Brendan Escott, with Brad Lauer, when we return in Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Ryan. It is currently 1:41 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with the Edmonton Oilers in Arizona. A CBA-mandated off day. The team will fly tomorrow and practice in Las Vegas. Brendan Escott will have tomorrow's show for you. And today at 11:15, he found out he was interviewing Brad Lauer because we wanted to get him on. The head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings needed to do a pre-tape. Our Oilers Now headliner today brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Without further ado, here's Brendan Escott in conversation with Oil Kings head coach Brad Lauer.
Brad, coming off of your sixth consecutive win, taking down Red Deer last night. Just give me a recap of the game, what you saw, what you liked.
Yeah, you know, I think with the group, I really like the way our 5-5 game is coming around. I think that was one of the areas where, earlier on we didn't seem connected as a group, but this little run we're going on right now, it just seems our 5-5 game is really connected, and our power plays finding ways to score goals for us.
What do you think is leading to this cohesiveness now? What things are clicking together for you?
Well, I just think as a group, guys are getting more comfortable with each other as the season goes along, and we're understanding our systems. I mean, I know we have a veteran-type team, but we brought in a lot of new veteran-type guys into our team this year, and it takes time for the connections to get connected, I guess, and I think now we're seeing the habits and the details that we work on our day-to-day in practice are we're seeing them more consistent through the 60-minute game that we're playing, and it's a credit to our players for helping it. Especially the guys that have been here, helping the guys, the newer guys, with all this stuff, but also just buying into the systems and executing them.
So a couple of divisional wins here back-to-back, one over Calgary and then again over Red Deer 5-3 last night. A big one ahead against Lethbridge. You know, all the games meaningful for you right now, but again, six wins in a row. So now that you're starting to bank points and piling things up in a successful manner, leading to a time where it looks like you might start losing some guys to World Junior Camp. I mean, how important are wins right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the month of December, once the 8th of December goes by us, we'll probably be losing four players right now, that way it looks, possibly going to the World Juniors, whether it's Team Canada or the Slovak team. We're looking at losing four guys, I believe, right now. But you're right. We have to bank the points right now and build up for those when we lose some key guys. But you know, when we talk about losing guys and guys being injured or guys going to World Juniors, it's also opportunity for other guys to take advantage of opportunity. And you know, that's one thing we've been talking about here now for a couple of weeks, is understanding the chances we're getting and take advantage of them. And again, with a couple of guys leaving, it opens the doors for guys to help out and get more ice time and get more opportunity in different situations.
And time right now for them to be sort of drinking it in and learning and fulfilling different roles in anticipation of that. Let's talk about some of the names as we chat with head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Brad Lauer. Some of the names that may likely to be called upon by the national countries, and that is Jake Neighbors out of the gate. How important has he been for you guys in getting him back, and what kind of impact has he had on the roster? You know, what we'd see on the ice, but also just who he is to the team.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Jake, I think it's just the character of who he is on and off the ice. I think the qualities he brings as an individual, as a person, first and foremost, is how he conducts himself off the ice and how he treats people and you know, away from the rink and his teammates. And then, you know, the character that he has in the community and the way, like I said, the way he carries it. But then you have Jake, the hockey player, that you know, he brings, he's ready to go every night. He brings everything he can, you know, night in, night out, to the team and for the team. You know, that's the type of guy that he is. He's team first. You know, he takes it upon himself to help guys and making sure we're all the players are in, and he just does a lot of stuff, you know, that helps coaches and the organization for the team to be successful.
What about Dylan Gunther's season to date? You saw him get drafted by the Arizona Coyotes. He's up to 24 points now, 11 goals in 20 games. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I think, you know, with Dylan, he had, you know, coming back from camp, again, with some guys, they handle a little bit differently. I think he had a little bit of a slow start, you know, the first three or four games. And maybe not putting up the points that we thought he was going to do, but it's just a transition period that some guys go through coming from the NHL training camps, a successful camp at that, and then coming back to junior hockey. Took him a little bit of time, but, you know, right now he's the Dylan Gunther that we know. He's the guy that can change a game in a shift, and he's the guy that can score big goals for us, and we're starting to see him, you know, contribute to that side of the game now. But not only that, we moved him to center ice, and he's really embraced that position, and it took him some time to, you know, get the feel for center ice. But you know the way he's playing now, he's every game we play, he's more and more comfortable in that position.
A couple more here for Brad Lauer, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Your goaltender, Sebastian Kosa, obviously, after going in the first round, playing the bulk of the minutes this year ahead of Colby Hay, and, you know, to the tune of a 2.19 goals against average, living up to expectations, no doubt. I wonder what that kind of safety blanket on your back end means to the team and its confidence when you roll out there each and every night.
Well, he does. He does bring that confidence for the group, for sure. Just the way, obviously, the way he's capable of playing, and you know, when he's on his game, he's extremely good. I mean, he's one of the best goalies in the country, I believe. And you know, he's really growing his game, you know, to the professional part of being prepared and getting ready for games, and you know, take care of himself in the gym, on and off the ice, and doing the little things that gives him the success that he gets. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he bails us out for the mistakes we make. You know, we break down, he's there for us, and you know, he's a big part of the reason why we've had the success we've had early on. And, you know, we got to play him lots. Our schedule has been very friendly, user friendly for us to use him quite a bit of games, and you know, we've taken advantage of that. And you know, when he's not in, Hay's been very good for us. But Sebastian's been a tremendous tremendous guy to have there for us when good things do break down.
I wonder what you can say about having so many players that have either been drafted high into the NHL or gone to pro camp and that sort of thing, and just what that does to the maturity level of a dressing room, to, you know, understanding the dedication that it takes to win versus, you know, not having the luxury. It's just when you go up and down your roster, Brad, this year in particular, you know, you're a top five team in the country. There's a lot of those examples, and I wonder, you know, as far as what the benefits to the room, it might be an obvious thing to touch on, but from a coach's perspective.
Yeah, no, I think it's, it, you know, as a coach, it, you take pride in it. I think it's great because it's your organization that you work for. It's you know, it's your team that you've been able to kind of mold, not just in my way, but our staff's way, the way we've been able to do things here. And then you look at the players that are buying into what we want to do, and when they buy in, you see the success that the team has, and then with the team success becomes the individual success. And, you know, now we're seeing that after 3 years in our postseason, we're seeing the individual success because of the team and guys going to training camps, guys being drafted. You know, it's a credit to the guys that we have in our locker room that been here before, you know, last couple of years, and the guys that are here now that, you know, that, it is an opportunity for them if they want to move their career on, that there's opportunity for them, you know, playing in this organization, that they'll have a chance to do it if, you know, we're prepared to do the right things. And, you know, it's great to see kids get their opportunity. It's a thing that a lot of kids dream about, and it's nice to see guys come back from training camps and just see how excited they are about, you know, being in dressing rooms or certain pro guys they look up to, and it's kind of neat to listen to them talk, and it brings great energy to our room.
And I got one more for the head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Brad Lauer, joining us on Oilers Now this afternoon. And that is 6 of 7 games at home. The game on Friday night will break up that run, 3 and then 3. For you as a coach, I wonder about the, you know, weighing distractions versus having the comforts, the creature comforts, if you will, of being at home so frequently. Is it nice to hop out on the road and sort of break up that long stretch of games otherwise that would have been?
It is. I believe as a coach, it's great to get your team out on the road and get together and hang out together for, you know, just again, you just get to know each other a little bit more, a little bit better. You, like you say, you don't have the comforts of your own bed, so it's something you got to adjust and get used to. But I think it brings the group together more, tighter more, as opposed to playing a lot bunch of games at home. It just brings you back to that togetherness, because you're together for, you know, 24 hours a day all the time, and I think it just helps your team bond and getting more of a, build more of a team type concept.
Always appreciate the time and the insights, Brad. Good luck tomorrow night against Lethbridge.
Great, thank you.
And that Scott Brad was our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. Bob Stauffer joining you old school here down in Arizona. We're going to go to this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Looking for a great Oilers roadie, you can fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airs to watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel. Go online at newwesttravel.com. This was a significant date in Oilers history back in the early 1990s. Here's Brendan.
Yeah, Edmonton coach Ted Green was fired after coaching the Oilers to a 3-18-3 record, the worst start in team history. Glenn Sather, the president and GM of the Oilers, replaced Green as coach. Team went 22-27-11 the remainder of the season.
Ted was a good man, no question about it. God rest his soul. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip, fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airs. You'll see the Oilers play the Predators for only $1,750. So 4 nights hotel, the flight. It is a, basically it's a charter that you're going to be a part of. You can call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports Night from 6 to 8. What's he got shaking, Brendan?
Yeah, sounds like it's a fluid show for right now.
There you have it. Tomorrow, as the Edmonton Oilers will be flying from Arizona into Vegas and practicing in Vegas, Brendan S. Scott will have Oilers Now for you. And for Mid-City Construction, Elliot Friedman. And for the horses and horse race in Alberta, Sportsnet's Mark Spector will be two of the guests on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Kevin Robertson, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3 today. And then the 6:30 Chad afternoons from 3 to 6. Read at you at 6 tonight. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.